And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 4.75, down 1 3/4 on the open March, 4.84, up a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.11, up 3.5 on the open. March, 4.28.5, up 3. May, 4.38.5, up 2.5. July, 4.41, up 1 1/4. September, 4.51, up 3 on the open. December corn opened at 2.51 1/4, up 2 3/4 on the open. March, 2.63.5, up 1 1/4. May, 2.71 1/4, up 2. July, 2.78, up 1 1/4. December, 2.90, up 1/2 on the open. December oats open at 196 3/4, down 1 1/2 on the open. November soybeans open at 552, up 2 3/4 on the open. January, 565 1/2, up 3 1/4. March, 576 1/2, up 3. May, 586, up 3. July, 596 1/2, up 3 1/2. Redline November, 615, up 6 1/4 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 168, up 220 on the open. December, 167.50, up 170. October soybean oil opened at 24.14, up 1 on the open. December, 24.47, down 4. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeders opened at 116.02 1/2, unchanged on the open. October, 113.50, down 37 1/2. November, 112.20, down 35 on the open. October live cattle opened at 89.07 1/2, up 2 1/2 on the open. December, 88.80, down 5. February, 89.80, down 15 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 63.95, down 23 1/2 on the open. December, 61.27 1/2, unchanged. February, 62.75, down 17 1/2. April, 63.65, up 2 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 88 even, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the corn market, where today corn gapped higher and moved above its 50-day moving average, also moved into the gap left over by the August report, continuing a trend sideways to higher that we've been seeing, well, since about the beginning of August or thereabouts. Is this a continued positive development for the technicals?
It sure is, especially with December corn futures now having moved back above the 250 area. That seems to kind of be a magical benchmark period. Like you said, on a regular session here, we've put a little gap in it, so we have a 250-type gap. if that is a measuring gap, let's say at 250, you'd kind of want to swing that off of the low that we had here a week or so ago, right after the crop report, of somewhere around, I guess, 236. So that would kind of be about 14 cents. You add 14 cents onto 250, and that kind of gives you a projection to kind of go up into this 264-ish level, 260 to 265 area, which would be kind of the price levels that we had prior to the August crop report. Early August, we were trading December futures between 260 and 265. So that is just a one way of looking at it from a technical side. There are a couple things, though. The market has kind of reached some levels here. When you look at these momentum indicators that we could begin to kind of stall in here. I've got, depending upon which kind of cycle length you want to use from mid-August, we're now approaching a window in here between over the next several days in here that this rally could stall out a little bit, maybe have a setback. But at the moment, you got to go with the momentum, and the momentum is to the upside in here, Dave.
Do you believe then that even if this rally were to stall out, we might see that the 233.5 remains a contract low?
The way I look at the market, if we're going to go back into those levels again, if we're going to go back into down against contract lows, I think that's coming at the tail end of harvest. More so here than at the first half of harvest. I think the first half of harvest is one of these situations that farmers aren't going to sell at this point in time until their bins are full, and then maybe we start getting the elevators full, and then maybe at some point in time people are going to be forced to let some of this stuff go, and then we could maybe, you know, see some downward pressure. But at least initially here, I think there's a big vacuum in this market. The whole grain trade prepared for cheap, low prices. Everybody wanted to buy this corn at 50 cents under a wide basis level, something like what happened a year ago. And here it is. Harvest is underway. Farmers are tight holders, and I think the end users now are forced to come to the table here and buy into this strength. So their plan on buying cheap corn didn't materialize, and that's kind of where we're at in here, I think, Dave.
November beans now at 559, up 9.75. Next July at 602.5, up 9.5. But what caught my eye this morning was the meal chart, Dan. We had very good export sales reports on the meal side, and it looks like we filled a gap that was left over on that chart. Almost filled it. We're all almost there, 168.30, and I'm wondering if the meal is supporting the beans.
Well, meal has more impact on the price of beans than oil does because it's the bigger makeup of the value of a bushel of beans. Meal, you know, today's advance is positive because we've been in a steady decline, depending upon which contract you look at. I got a weekly meal contract in front of me, and this week's rally here being up early in the week and then now kind of resuming that uptrend, we have broken some downward trend lines here of the kind of the summer low on the weekly chart. So weekly action is quite positive as well as the daily chart. This is a time in here where I had some weekly cyclical influences to kind of take hold in this middle part of September time frame, and that kind of looks like that's all kind of played out in here. These I think would be lows that would be considered 2 to 3 weeks earlier than what your normal seasonal low would imply. Usually beans don't pull out of a seasonal low until about the first 10 days or so of October.
So can we put to rest this talk of $5 beans?
In today's environment, I'm not too sure I want to put the rest of any kind of number, Dave. but I do think we're in good position here to have a fall rally that might take us, you know, on into late October, early November, and then we'll kind of have to go from there. But like I said, I think everybody was wanting to buy, accumulate inventories early in the season on a late summer break, early fall break. That never materialized, and all of the demand expectations for a spring rally seems to be bringing demand forward. I think the worry that one has to be or maybe be watchful for is if this market doesn't become a demand front-loaded market through the fall months. So, but for right now, it kind of looks like the bull is kind of in charge in here for sideways to higher trendy market through harvest.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
A quick look at lead month options in Kansas City. December wheat, 480 and a half, up 4 1/4 at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 418 and a half, up 10 3/4. December corn, 252 3/4, up 3 3/4. November beans, 558, up 8 3/4. October soybean meal, 168.80, up $3. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.